We have our weekly check-in with Greg Ruberg, CEO of Lakeview Clinic and Hospital. After a week, thankfully, a week of at least a weekend off, Greg, you're back. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you have a busy fall ahead, and I know that we have a major expansion of our services in town that is just starting to come to fruition. What do you want to tell us about the development of the new clinic and hospital?
Well, it's been an exciting week over the last week or so here, and we're going to have a very busy and exciting week next week. We are right in the middle of our transition plan. We were given owner occupancy of the new space this week, and so we've been moving certain departments over. We've been preparing the public spaces, installing computers, all the necessary things to begin our operations in the new building next week.
How exciting. This has been a long haul, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've actually been under construction since last May. We've been actually planning for probably the last 2 years, so it's been probably a 2 to 2.5 year ordeal up until this point. We have, we'll have the majority or substantial completion of the new space now, this week and next. We will still have some minor construction going on in our clinic, refreshing some of those spaces to match the new building. But essentially, this 14-month process is wrapping up today and Monday.
Wow. So that's pretty much according to schedule, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say we're almost exactly on schedule. The one factor that maybe delayed us a little bit, I wouldn't even say delay, but one of the options in the project was to do the primary care clinic refresh. And I'll just maybe share a little bit of our thought process around that. Last year when we were planning, the new space is all the new construction in between the hospital and clinic. What we wanted to do is if we were on schedule and our budget was, we were meeting kind of budgetary metrics along the way, we wanted to refresh our primary care clinic to match the new space. And so how it's designed is our current or old primary care clinic was the rooms that our physicians and nurse practitioners practice out of. And then in the middle, we have a new care team area, which used to be our old-style nurses' station. And then just to the north of that, or toward the hospital side, we have a specialty clinic. And that's a brand-new state-of-the-art clinic that all of our specialists will be using. So general surgery, physiatry, OBGYN, urology, all of those GI, so all of those services. And what we wanted to do in the end, our ultimate goal was to have a specialty clinic and a care team area that matched the primary care clinic. And so we added some time onto the project. Once we knew that from a budgetary standpoint we could afford to do this, we are now refreshing the primary care clinic with new flooring, wall coverings, and things to match that new space. So it'll look like one brand new large clinic versus an old clinic and a newer clinic.
Oh, yes. And do residents, do we have an opportunity to just walk in there and see this without having an appointment, or what's going to happen with that?
Cotty, are you still there?
Oh. Hello? Can you hear me?
I can. I think we might have lost connection.
Oh, yep. I was fiddling with a button, obviously the wrong one. I was asking if will listeners and residents have a chance to experience this new building without scheduling an appointment and pretending you have a cough so you can go in and see it.
Right. Yeah, what we're doing is so we have a ribbon cutting ceremony scheduled for next Tuesday, which is the 15th. And unfortunately, it was not the type of ribbon cutting we were hoping for last year. What we're going to do now is do small groups throughout the afternoon on Tuesday, and they're all scheduled by appointment. And so that will be with our board of directors, our contractors, our design team for one session. We'll have community leaders for another session. We'll do all kind of the formal ribbon cutting activities. And then throughout the rest of the month, we're going to offer community tours in small groups. And so we'll have to do it by appointment again, because we have to limit in groups of 10 or less and no more than 25 at one time per health department guidelines.
Right.
And so what we'll do is we'll, actively screen people for COVID. We'll do the quick infrared temperature check. We'll, give out stickers. And then we'll showcase the new space with small kind of personalized tours. And so we'll be sharing more information on that as soon as the ribbon cutting is done and we get things up and running.
Wow, well, that sounds really fun. So right now we just stay tuned and wait for this opening and just so glad that it's all gone pretty much according to plan, and Do you want to speak at all about any specific new, well, you talk about specialists and stuff. We probably don't need to go into those details now, but that will all probably be part of the tour as you get to see what's there.
Yeah, there's a couple things that maybe kind of high-level things I would share. So right now, for those of you that have been coming to the hospital for services, whether that's, you know, physical therapy, occupational therapy, fitness center, all of those, we've used a temporary main entrance on the north side of the hospital, which is up by outpatient surgery and procedures. Starting next Wednesday, we will be shifting our main entrance down to the new main entrance. So that there'll be a parking lot right in front of the new building that's adjacent to the, I'll say, the old clinic at this point.
Right.
That will be reserved for patients and both in the clinic, primary care, specialty care, rehab, fitness center, outpatient lab, all of those things. So a patient will enter through the main entrance. They'll have a quick COVID screen, just like we've been doing now, and then there'll be staff available to walk you to the area that you're going to. And so we'll provide a lot of support for wayfinding, and so people will be brought to registration and brought to wherever they're going, clinic or rehab. And then again, we're happy to give short tours at that time as well to make sure people can, you know, understand where they're going. We will also have flyers available with the floor plan, so you can take those home and look at them. But again, we want to now transition to a kind of our final phase of parking, where we're really supporting our patients and their families with close parking, easy access, and support throughout the process of receiving care.
Great. Well, now I have to just ask on a personal note, like, how does it feel to be completing this project that has been with you for so long? It must be quite a feeling.
It feels great. I know this week we've been working long hours, and we've got a lot of things being coordinated throughout this week and for 14 months, but it's really fun when we've been bringing employees through that haven't seen it for months or maybe seen it for the first time in some cases, and people are just in awe at the design inside. The comment we keep hearing is, we never pictured it looking like this inside, which, you know, for me and our team, it's interesting because we've seen it, you know, for 14 months. We've, you know, designed it with input of others, but I think when you actually walk the space and see it in, you know, kind of real life versus on a piece of paper or a blueprint, it just takes on a whole new meaning.
Yeah.
That's been really rewarding and fun. And, you know, people have just said this thing exceeded our expectations. We never thought it would turn out like this. And that is a very rewarding feeling and a relief, to be honest.
Yeah, right. Well, and I'm sure as the months go on, as the pandemic will go on, we will continue to check in with you. And so we'll hear a little bit about how that's going too. And the fact that it's happened amidst the pandemic is, you know, a whole added layer that was unanticipated. But here we go. So,
well, that's a great point. That's one thing we talked about as a team a number of times, was we were preparing, you know, from a workload standpoint, about we're running a hospital and clinic, but we're taking on a pretty significant project with a pretty lean leadership team and a pretty lean employee team across the organization. And so we were kind of talking about, how can we do this? Do we have enough support and resource? And then you throw a pandemic on top of it, and it really just shows what a group of people can do. People stepped up. They've been very resilient. They've worked together. The whole thing has gone well from a collaboration standpoint, and we're at the end point, and we can look back and be proud of the work that we all accomplished and the support that every employee here has really provided to make it successful.
And I do think we all are recipients of that, whether it's indirectly or directly. I mean, not everyone goes to the clinic, but we all know that it's there, and I think we're all receiving the benefits of a very high-functioning medical system locally, which allows us to have our tourists here and have our school be hybrid and all these different things that are still running because of the safety measures and the work that you've gone to. So, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Greg, and we will, if you have nothing else, we'll check in again next week.
That sounds perfect. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. That was Greg Ruberg, CEO of Lakeview Clinic and Hospital, with his weekly check-in. So fun to talk about something fun and exciting happening. So again, we'll check in with him again next week.